Welcome back to another episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach, and you're listening to the show dedicated to helping women like you transition from corporate careers to a thriving CEO role in your own business. Today, we're going to dive deep into the topic that is absolutely essential to your entrepreneurial success: redefining success and vision casting. Now, as you listen to this episode today, you might be feeling a little lost when it comes to defining your goals, or maybe you're operating on autopilot, following an outdated metrics of what success looks like that doesn't even feel aligned with who you are as a person anymore. If that's you, then this episode is definitely for you. As women entrepreneurs, it's vital that we redefine what success looks like for us and then cast a clear vision for our future so that we feel purposeful, empowered, and truly ourselves. Let's start off by looking at this word success. In the corporate world, success is often measured by external markers: promotions, bonuses, job titles, or the size of your team. But here's what I want you to look at. When you transition to entrepreneurship or becoming the CEO of your own business, these traditional metrics of success, they can feel empty. You're no longer climbing someone else's ladder, and it's time to start building your own. So how do we redefine success as an entrepreneur or a CEO of our own business? As a woman in transition, sometimes this can feel a little daunting, but here's what I've found that works. If you can align with your values, instead of seeing success as the numbers or it being about creating, you know, someone else's ladder and how big you can grow it, let it be about creating a business and a life that aligns with what matters the most to you: your personal values, your family, freedom, the impact, and the growth that you're making as a person. What makes you feel fulfilled, empowered, and like your true self, and makes you really feel like you're living a life of purpose. If you can celebrate your personal growth instead of measuring success by external achievements, like celebrating those inner wins, learning new skills, setting up benchmarks for yourself and milestones and hitting them, and stepping out of your comfort zone, that's a big one, and showing up as your authentic self. Imagine that. Another one that I found is work-life balance. I know what you're thinking. Some people think that that's not a thing. Well, let's go with the word work-life harmony. Success doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice your well-being or even your personal life. And in fact, true success means that you've created a business that supports and sustains the life that you want to live, one that doesn't come with the cost of your mental health or your personal happiness. To give you a quick exercise, you guys forget that I'm a coach, so of course I'm going to give you an exercise to do. So to give you a quick exercise, I want you to take a moment to write down what success looks like for you right now. Is it more time freedom, Is it more income? Is it more impact? Or being able to even measure or see the impact that you're making. Look beyond the traditional definitions of what success is and get real clear on what you feel is right for you at this stage in your life. And if you've already started your business at this stage in your entrepreneurial journey, this shift in your mind will set the foundation for your next step in your business journey. Okay, now that you've redefined success and cast a compelling vision, you did do a compelling vision, right? It was compelling, right? Hopefully it was compelling. Now it's time for you to put into action what you just did. So here's the three steps that I want to take you through. So, and these steps will help you to stay on track. So step one is to break your vision down into steps. Yep. Need to break it on down. So take your big picture vision and make sure it's not too overwhelming. So breaking it down will actually help alleviate this. So make sure that you can break it down into measurable chunks. A lot of you are probably very familiar with the SMART goals. And that's just making sure that your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, I have a different way that I look at this whole making sure that the goals are specific. I have a different term for some of the words. So, mines are making sure that your goals are specific. So, that's the same as the other. Measurable. That's the same as the other. Here's where I go off a little bit, and I'm a little bit different. I want you to make sure that your goals are attractive. If we don't want it, we're very unlikely to put in any kind of sustainable effort. So make sure that your goal is attractive. The other thing is, and I go off a little different here too, is the R is making sure that your goal is realistic. We must be capable of achieving the goal. So if we can't achieve it, then there's no reason for us to set that goal because we're not going to hit the target because it's unachievable. And then the last one is, I usually stay on track with this one, time framed. And you guys probably hear it as time bound. So making sure that your goal is specific, make sure that it is measurable, make sure that it is attractive, is actually something you want to do. Make sure that it's realistic, that you can actually do it. And then making sure that it's time framed. All right. Then we're going to move to the next step in this process. And that is checking in with your vision regularly. Sometimes we set a vision and we never go back and revisit it. And we're a year down the road. We're 2-3 years down the road. And we realize that we're off course from the original vision. Or we've kept on target with it and we're not happy with what we see because that's not what we want anymore. So if you check in regularly, you know, set aside some time at the beginning of each month to revisit your vision and your goals. Ask yourself, am I on track? Does anything need to be adjusted here? And then reassess your progress. And this will help you make sure that you keep your vision alive and that it is realistic and still relevant to you. Number three. Now, in this one, this is about accountability and support. So I want you to share your vision with a mentor, with a coach, or a community of like-minded women. If you say, well, Alfie, I don't have any of those, then I want to invite you to the Thrivepreneur Tribe. It's a great place for you to find the support that you need. So this is a way of someone else holding you accountable and to help you stay motivated. So let's keep doing these three things. And I want to mention a scripture that I feel is aligned with this, and it's in Proverbs 16:9. And it reminds us in this scripture that the heart of a man plans his ways, but it is the Lord that establishes his steps. So we need to make sure that we are doing our part and, you know, planning, but we are trusting in God's plan and his overall plan for us. So trust that as you move forward, that God is guiding your path every step of the way. I hope today's episode has given you the clarity and the inspiration that you need to redefine success on your own terms and to start casting a vision that aligns with your true purpose. Now remember, as you transition into your CEO role, your definition of success and the vision you create will evolve with you. You'll change and evolve. Your vision will change and evolve. It changed and evolved for me. I've been doing this for 17 years and I've seen my vision transition and evolve. So stay true to yourself and keep building towards your future that you desire. One that feels authentic, fulfilling, and aligned with your values. If you're ready to dive deeper into this process, be sure to join the Thrivepreneur Tribe. It's our free community where you'll get support, resources, and the connection that you need to thrive in entrepreneurship. If you're already taking that step and you're ready to take your vision even a step further and you want to go to the next level, I want you to check out my She Thrive Mastery Coaching Program to work with me personally and to start creating the life and business that you love. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, review, and share this episode with someone that you care about and that you want to thrive in business. Until next time, why survive when you can thrive? Keep thriving.